You're listening to The Weekly Experiment on WBOI, a show that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what is a polymer? It's a really long molecule that has a repeating pattern. The repeating pattern would be the exact same smaller molecules connected together over and over. So, for example, using letters of the alphabet, ABC, all connected together as a unit, is too short. ABCDEFGHI is long, but it's not a repeating pattern. ABC, 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 ABC connected together would be a long repeating pattern of units that are the same. That would be a polymer. In Greek, poly means many, and mer means part. Polymer means many parts of those repeating units. The opposite is monomer. Monomers make up polymers. Mono means one or single. So a pattern of ABC, where ABC is the unit, is a monomer. When monomers combine to form polymers, it's called polymerization. And polymers can be synthetic, meaning they're artificial or produced by people rather than natural. Synthetic examples include nylon, silicone, plastics, styrofoam, to name a few. Polymers can also be natural, such as cellulose in wood, proteins in your body, amber, and starch. There tend to be four elements that can be found in many polymers. These elements are carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, and silicon. Other elements that can be found in some polymers include chlorine, fluorine, nitrogen, phosphorus, and sulfur. Nylon contains nitrogen, rubber contains sulfur, and the toy, Silly Putty, contains silicon. Here's an experiment you can try at home. You'll get to make your own polymer. Sometimes this activity is called slime, sometimes flubber or gack. This is very messy, so make sure that you're near a sink, have plenty of towels, and make sure that you get your parents or your teachers to help out and give permission. In one container, mix together a quarter of a cup of Elmer's glue and a quarter of a cup of water. Stir it up. Up to you, you might want to add glitter or a little food coloring. In a second container, add one tablespoon of borax to a quarter cup of water. Then, in a third container, mix equal amounts of liquid from the other two containers. Immediately, start stirring with a spoon or a popsicle stick. The molecules will immediately link together, creating long strands of very slimy, messy polymer. Experiment a bit. See what happens if you add more or less liquid from container 2 to container 1, or vice versa. Is it thicker or thinner slime? Does it take more or less time for the polymer to form? Well, we've just learned a little bit about the science of polymers. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on NIPR for the Weekly Experiment.